We're from Philadelphia and we fight.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
He's setting up. He fires, and it is intercepted. Jeremiah Trotter at the 15 at the 10.
Be the infamous. You heard of us? Official
review.
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 Official
review.
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 What's up, internet? CM Pond Official Review Podcast back in action. Merry Christmas. I would like to say Paris Hilton, Miley Cyrus, or as you might know them, ho ho ho. So thank you guys for listening again to the Pond Official Review Podcast. This episode is slightly different because I've got some guest stars for you. By my left, actually physically standing near me, is a real life Cowboys fan.
Yes.
And we understand that a lot of Cowboys fans are not actually from Dallas. This is another one of those guys.
My family's from Texas, though.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll give him a pass because he's related to me and because he's our family is technically from Texas. So I get it.
So how did you become an Eagles fan if our family's from Texas?
Because I live in, where do you live now? What state do you reside in?
I live in Maryland.
Yes. So by definition, most people say you adopt your hometown team. That's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, Eagles Cowboys, this Sunday night for the division. Cowboys have been here before. What is it, like four or last 5 years? It comes down to week 17 for them. Average record. They got to play for their playoff lives.
Yeah.
And we just found out Tony Romo's down. Now, this is the rare Cowboys fan that, speaking to him earlier, he actually likes the Cowboys' chances without Romo. So tell me a little bit about your philosophy here.
Well, I say with Kyle Orton, you know what you're getting. He's going to read the defense. He's not a mobile guy, so he's going to make the easy throw and the quick throw. With Tony Romo, he tries to make the impossible happen almost every play, and then that's when the turnovers happen in crucial situations. So that's why I would go with Kyle Orton.
How long has Kyle Orton been in the league? Didn't he come in the league at the same time as, like, Jeff Hostetler? I feel like he's been in the NFL a long time.
I think he's been around for about six or seven seasons.
That's it?
Yeah.
I feel like he's...
Or maybe it might be longer. I don't know.
I mean, Jeff Garcia are, like, the same age.
No.
Like,
no, he's not that old.
You sure?
Jeff Garcia is, like, 44.
Kyle Orton's not, like, 44, 43?
He's in his 30s. Maybe, like, around...
30, aren't they paying him a lot of money, too? I feel like he's one of the higher-paid backups.
Yeah, he got guaranteed $10 million.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty big backup. QB.
Yeah, he got his money.
Oh, anyway, I didn't get to actually introduce him. This is actually my cousin, Justin. Justin, say what's up to everybody.
Hello, America.
So, I think, Justin, we're going to try to get him doing a podcast, too, so you guys can hear how that side of the section of society is these Cowboys fans that are not from Dallas. So you think the Cowboys got a decent shot. Tell me what you think about your head coaching and GM situation. How's that going to shake out after the season?
Well, everybody knows Jerry Jones isn't going to give up control. So he'll still be the GM, unfortunately.
Think he'll ever fire himself, or will he just be 100 years old, still trying to make decisions?
I believe it's going to take for him to fade off into obscurity. So he's probably going to have to pass before he gives up that control. Truthfully.
A Cowboys fan may kill him.
I can see that happening.
Someone may just poison him. That's possible. Poison his steak.
Probably his son.
It may be.
Probably his son when his son is about ready to take over.
Your team literally has won one playoff game since Nintendo GameCube has been out. You realize that, right?
That's pretty much the truth.
Since Pokemon Red and Blue.
That's the sad part.
They've won one playoff game since 1997. That's pretty bad.
Hopefully we change that this year.
What do you think about Jason Garrett?
He's a great offensive coordinator.
But head coaching?
No.
Not so much?
I'd say if you've been this many years on the job as a head coach and you haven't mastered it by now, then it's not for you.
That's probably, this has been his third or fourth year?
This is his fourth year.
Okay.
Yeah, this is his fourth season. And we haven't been to the playoffs yet, so, and we have the talent. We know we have the talent.
Talent is definitely there. Yes. Talent is definitely there. Similar to Detroit.
Yeah.
My buddy was talking about Detroit. Schwartz is never going to get another head coaching job again.
No, because he's ruined his reputation, though.
That's also true.
Yeah, with how he's allowed his team to behave.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, and his team is just underperforming.
Yeah.
Why in God's name, why in all things that make Christmas Christmas, would you hire Monty Kiffin as a defensive coordinator? He is 100 years old. I think he's older than Jerry Jones.
I think they are the same age. I think they hang out together after games. They go to the senior citizens' home. So I don't understand why.
Dog food blended in a blender.
Yeah. My thing is, why would you hire somebody whose son fired them? You know, I forgot.
The kids
doesn't make sense.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you fired your own dad. You don't have a lot of confidence.
Not at all.
Wow, yeah. Your defense has been historically bad.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that because I hate your team.
No, they've been historically bad.
Really bad.
For about the last 5 years, I would say they're bad.
I feel like the defense has talent too, though, right? Are they just put in the wrong positions?
Where? I mean, you guys.
Didn't you spend a bunch of money on cornerbacks and draft a bunch of defensive dudes? And Zay Bradley, if I know, is gone, but
Ware's still good. I mean, you got Sean Lee. DeMarcus Ware is on the down end of his career.
Okay.
So you really have Sean Lee as a stud, but if you look at the rest.
Is he playing Sunday? Is he back?
No, he hasn't been cleared yet.
I didn't think so.
Hasn't been cleared yet. So yeah, it doesn't look like he's going to play. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're going to win anyway, but Sean Lee is a difference maker.
Yeah.
I would say he's probably top five or top six NFL linebacker.
As far as just middle linebackers, I would say he's top four. Because if you think you got Patrick Willis.
Keekly? Willis?
Yeah.
Who's the dude in Buffalo? Alonzo? I think that's his name. Is he a middle linebacker or is he outside? He might be an outside linebacker.
I think he's an outside in that 3-4.
He might be.
I think so.
He makes a lot of tackles.
Is Bowman for San Francisco?
He's an outside.
That's outside, but he's a heck of a player.
Yeah, he's great too.
But I would put him in the top, Sean Lee in the top three or four middle linebackers.
Wait, argument can be made.
If you look at our defense, we have a bunch of guys who would not start anywhere else.
I wish I could be a fan of him because he's a Penn State guy, but he plays
for the Cowboys. Exactly. He's got that star on his head.
Nope. When he got hurt, I was like, oh man. It's a shame. What's going on too with your team's I feel like I'm watching the Eagles from a couple years ago when your running back is having a good game and your coach stops giving him the ball. Mm-hmm. Why does he always do that?
Because Jason Garrett doesn't have any control of the offense. Tony Romo literally changes out of run plays every other play.
That's how he threw the pick to lose the game against the Packers.
If you give your quarterback that much control in and a $100 million contract, then he thinks he can change the play whenever he wants. And obviously it hasn't worked out because there was supposed to be a rift between him and DeMarco Murray. They haven't been getting along.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
They haven't been getting along because DeMarco says that when it's a run play, Tony Romo keeps checking out of it.
He says, I see something here, and then he throws an interception.
But that's been going on since training camp. Jason Hatcher called Tony Romo out in training camp
in
front of the whole team and said, you need to stop checking out of the run plays.
Wow.
Because even in training camp, he would check out a run play and then go to a pass play, and he would throw an interception in practice.
Wow.
So Jason Hatcher called him out before the season even started about it. But obviously, Tony doesn't care.
So let me ask you this. Do you think even with the right coach, Tony Romo can ever win a Super Bowl, or is he doesn't have that in his mental makeup?
It would have to be somebody with so much pedigree, like somebody like a Bill Parcells, somebody who he wouldn't be able to, you know, believe that he can outsmart.
No second guessing.
Exactly.
Right, it
would have to be somebody who has.
He doesn't feel like he's smarter than.
Somebody who's won a Super Bowl, or at least come close to it.
Gotcha.
Because.
Like a Harbaugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of those kind of guys.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think they might hire?
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure. It's not too many people out there right now.
There's a bunch of decent candidates.
But it's nobody that's like, I want him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. That can be said. The thing is, who's going to want to coach with Jerry Jones
exactly.
As your GM? Exactly. That's your problem.
I don't think anybody would.
Because that's obviously, we got another Cowboys fan that just stepped into the room. My other cousin, Jonathan.
Cowboys Nation forever.
This guy wears it on his sleeve even more than the other guy. So
impeach Romo.
Romo. So wait, how do you feel about Romo not playing this week? Are you okay with it?
I mean, I got mixed feelings because it's almost like God is giving us a reprieve because we know like for the last basically 8 to 10 years we get here and then we go home. Like and Tony is always the one. The gift wrap it. Like if he throws one more interception inside of our own 50. I don't understand what it is about, you know, when his back is close to the other team's end zone, he feels the need to be charitable and give them a touchdown. Like he throws pick sixes and he throws interceptions that lead directly to touchdowns within 2 minutes of the turnover.
It's true. I will admit, last year when you guys were playing the Redskins with the division on the line, I was rooting so hard for the Redskins, and Tony Romo had a chance to win the game, and he throws a pick to London Fletcher to end your season. I was just like, wow, you can't.
Well, no, that was Perry Riley, wasn't it?
It was a linebacker.
Yeah, it was Perry. I think it was Perry Riley. Riley. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, because Hazlitt, their defensive coordinator, actually said he put that play in just that week.
Oh, really?
They hadn't ran it all season. He said he did it. He said he knew Romo was going to check it off in a crucial situation. And sure enough, it was like 2 minutes left. He ran that play. What did Romo do? He didn't even – the thing that gets me angry about that play is – because now I'm bringing back all the angry feelings. He didn't even look to see if there was a defender in the area. He saw pressure and said, fling, and it went to the other team. That's the story of a Cowboys life.
So, yeah, thank you for being a part of the show. Again, I don't know if we'll ever have another Dallas fan on this show again. this guy, like I said, he gets a reprieve because I actually love him for some reason.
Yeah, the love is mutual. The love is mutual.
But, yeah, man, I'm not going to say good luck on Sunday. I love you not that much. And, yeah, man, I feel like we're probably going to run over you. But I like seeing the rivalry. That's good. So...
It's not a rivalry if you guys blow us out.
Exactly. So I don't wish the complete worst on you.
I think you do. I think you do.
All right.
Yeah. You're right. That wasn't genuine. That wasn't genuine when you said it.
Maybe you're right. But you know what? My confidence is that Jerry Jones will keep you guys mediocre for some time.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably exactly right because he's about box office. He wants to be relevant. He wants to be relevant, but he doesn't really want to win Super Bowl.
All right, let me ask you one more thing before we get out of here.
Sure.
Dez Bryant. Is he ever going to mature, or is he just going to be a complete knucklehead for the rest of his career? Like one of these me first Owens kind of guys rather than like a classy Jerry Rice. You know, let's make sure the team succeeds, team first, rather than, you know, give me the ball or a block downfield or somebody who's not going to walk off the field in the last 2 minutes. Is he ever going to mature, you think?
I actually think he's a good kid. I don't think he's one of those selfish players. Right. I know with him walking off the field, he said he didn't want anybody to see him crying, which is, I don't know what that's about. I mean,
cry like Cordell Stewart, cry for
right. Everybody. I mean, either way, America now knows that you were crying.
Exactly.
So you might as well be sat there. But I actually think he's a good kid, and I do think he'll mature into, a team first kind of a guy. He's gotten better each year as far as his antics, I would say. You know, give him a few years. He was a young kid when he first came in the league. I think he was like 21 years old.
Yeah, he was. You know,
I know with my own life, I didn't start to mature until I was about 25.
And you didn't have multiple million dollars to make you even more of a jerk. I totally get that. Absolutely. Yeah, if I was 21 and an idiot and rich and, you know, 21, that means I'm an idiot. But 21 and rich and playing in Dallas.
With Jerry Jones sending his personal security team everywhere you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I would probably be that guy.
Yeah.
I probably would be.
Exactly.
So I'll give him a reprieve on that. Mm-hmm. One thing I think is interesting, if Dallas misses the playoffs, do you think Jerry Jones is big enough of a box office guy to go get a different quarterback, say a Johnny Football, because I would love to root against that dude.
I truthfully don't think I can put anything past Jerry Jones. I think Jerry Jones would sell the team to Mexico for another $1 billion. I mean,
Arriba.
Right? And Jerry would just go riding off into the sunset, you know? Dallas. I mean, I could definitely see it. I wouldn't mind having Johnny Football, at least with his interceptions, I can say, well, he's a rookie.
yeah, instead of an excuse.
You know, instead of a 10-year vet. Yeah, so, I mean,
yeah, you know, I could probably too old for this.
Yeah. I could see it happening.
All right, sir. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Well, thank you.
And if, you know anybody who may be a Cowboys fan and, you know, wants to wallow in the misery and listen to this podcast, feel free to refer them.
All right. Take it easy.
We're from Philadelphia and we fight. That's it. End of story.
If I know anything about myself, I'm going to keep fighting. If I know anything about this team, they're going to keep fighting. I know what's on the line. Everybody knows what's on the line.
We're from Philadelphia and we fight. Then we fight. Then we fight. Then we fight.